Our oceans a blossoming sea bree o'er brocht, fae fire in the dawn to the makin' of merches and the casting of cauldrons that binds us baith. O work o'er wills, and I'll hecht ye my heed, for forsworn o' are to balance his brothers, born you and me, Bran, to gie grace to the chase. Say our bens o' broon bracken I'll gar your guts pech, among wheat allers and blonde leaves of birk, we'll chant we were charms for him at mates in the mists. High on the hilltop or down by the burn, we'll find what prude prey, the stoutest of stags. And him will we hunt, the bonniest of beasts. Whose heechest of heeds and the finest of fechts, has gart him get greatly the greatest of gifts. Bald bull of the Hielands, we always deuce dear. Finn names the beginnings and thinks on the hunt. It's after the prefatory material, it's really the heart of Harvey's poem cycle, Finn, which imagines the great culture hero Finn McCool and his dog Bran hunting down the stag of meaning, the stag of mystery, the stag of knowledge. Harvey saw himself as a shamanistic poet almost. The job of the poet was to immerse himself in the natural world and interpret that for the rest of us, to give meaning to what's around us. That's at the heart of his work. And through the cycle of the seasons, as Finn and Bran hunt the dog, we're led through a cycle of almost initiation into a reinterpretation of who we are. One of his other important works, published in Four or Five Poets, is a cycle called In the Silent Licht of the Blood, which I'll maybe have time for a little bit of later, which is a corona. In other words, it's not a sonnet, it's a 12-line poem whose second line provides the first line of the second poem, the third line, the first line of the third poem, and so on, as you go round till the last poem is the same as the first, except it's not. You know, experience transforms us. Harvey was always in search of that greater, wider view. He was fascinated by bardic metre. In his youth, he studied a great deal of, although he didn't learn the languages, he learned the meters of Old Welsh and Old Irish. He was fascinated by the alliterative verse of the early Middle Ages in Scotland, and that gave him his structure. But he wasn't an academic poet. Most of Finn was written while he was working in the woods. He was a forester. He did that till he was about 40, when a tree fell on him and cracked his neck, and he had to give that up. But he said that the alliterative line was important for him because it was the only way, as he worked down a hill slope, down a drill of trees with his chainsaw, the alliterative line was the only one that would stay in his head from the top to the bottom, because you can't put your chainsaw down and say, just a minute, boys, and write down a line of poetry. You've got to keep it in the head. And his poetry is made for memorising. It sings itself.